Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 13, 1804, day 87 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar very near a creek where the Omaha village is located. The journal entry for today is another one giving direction and distance, with a commentary following each change in direction. As usual, the entry begins with Clark writing, "Set out this morning under a gentle breeze," or something similar like, "We proceeded on."
"Set out this morning at daylight, the usual time, and proceeded on under a gentle breeze. After traveling 11.5 miles, we came to a place where Mr. McKay had a small fort, and he traded with the Omaha the winter of 1795 and 96, and called the place Fort Charles. We came to and formed a camp on the sand, larboard side, and dispatched Sergeant Ordway, Peter Crozat, and 3 men to the village of the Omaha, 1 league, for the nation to come and talk with us tomorrow. From this fish camp, the river is north 55 degrees west, as far as can be seen."
Mr. McKay has been mentioned several times previously. He established this post, named for the reigning King of Spain, Charles IV, in November 1795. The remains of this post have never been discovered by researchers. The Omaha village the party was sent to was known as the Big Village. It is in present-day Dakota County, Nebraska, about 1 mile north of Homer. A league is a variable measure of distance, from about 2.4 to 4.6 statute miles. The English had a measurement, and the Spanish had a different measurement. The term is not used today. Monday, village now in ruins.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.